And as you've just heard, Mayor Murray's been re-envisioning transportation in Seattle. In Vancouver, BC, residents are getting set to vote on a tax increase to fund $7.5 billion in transportation projects. Tax hikes for roads and transit are not new in our area, but this plebiscite is a first for Vancouver. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer's with us once again. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy. Yeah, there's a lot of suspense starting next week with this vote here in Vancouver.
You've talked about the tax proposal in the past, but remind us what officials are asking voters to approve.
So they're asking them to approve essentially a regional sales tax. The sales tax in British Columbia is currently 7%. It would jump to 7.5%. within Metro Vancouver region, and every penny of the tax, which is about just under $300 million, would go to pay the regional share of a series of transportation projects. So expanded bus service, expanded sea bus service across Vancouver Harbour, a light rail transit line through the municipality of Surrey, and an expansion of the SkyTrain system in Vancouver. A bunch of other things too, but that's the main items. More cars. It's a big more transit cars, not more cars on the road. The idea is to stop that.
Right. Well, Vaughn, you mentioned that Vancouver voters are voting on part of it. Where's the rest of the money coming from?
The other two levels of government will then be asked to contribute their share. The way it usually works is you get the regional plan approved, and then the regional governments go to the provincial and the national government. It's a national election year in Canada. I think our national government has in the past paid for some transportation projects. I expect they'd line up to do that again. Hmm. Provincial government is just finishing up, next year, paying their share of a SkyTrain line that will go out to three municipalities to the northeast of the city of Vancouver. So I think they'd be ready to pay for another big transportation project as well.
I'm talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. He's a regular Wednesday guest on the record. Who's in favor of this tax hike?
Man. Everybody but the people, as the no people say. So the yes side is, they've done a lot of research on how these things pass in American cities. They've been down to Seattle and gone to Los Angeles and San Francisco Bay Area, and they concluded you need to put together a very broad-based coalition to say yes. So they've done that. They've got trade unions, the Board of Trade, student groups, the police, health groups, activists, environmentalists. There's 100 groups with very large membership lists, about 250,000 people, and that's the Yes campaign. Local governments, pretty much all of them, have lined up. The provincial, all three major political parties in British Columbia are saying yes, but they're up against a populist no campaign that, based on the opinion polls at the moment, people don't want to pay for tax increases, and they don't want to. They're rarely asked if they want higher taxes, and when they are, they say no. And at the moment, the odds seem to favor the no campaign.
And so how worried are public officials at this point?
Very. Yeah, very. They've been systemically going out and finding out what people don't like. So people were angry with the Regional Transportation Authority. So the head of the Regional Transportation Authority has been fired and replaced. People doubted, they mistrust the government so much, they doubted the money would actually be used for the purposes they say. So they've asked the richest man in British Columbia, Jimmy Pattison, billionaire, to chair a blue ribbon panel that will make sure the money, if the vote is yes, it will make sure the money actually goes to the projects they say. So they're out there trying to deal with this no vote, but you said it off the top, Marcy. Canadians are not used to being asked to approve transportation projects. We know from the American experience that even though Americans are often asked, they don't always say yes. You had to do two in Seattle last year before you got a yes vote.
Yes.
So it's a tough uphill fight, and this big tax increase too, right? A half a percentage point on the sales tax is a big bite.
What happens if the voters turn down the tax increase? Will the projects go ahead?
That's the big question at the moment. The yes side are saying, well, there's no plan B here. I assume there will have to be one if this thing gets turned down. It's a by mail ballot, so the ballots go out next week, and you've got till the end of May to get them back. So it's a fairly long campaign.
Wait, 2 months to get your ballots in?
Yeah, they stretched it out as long as they could, so they could go to work, that those 100 groups, to get their membership, whether it's trade unions or students or environmental activists, to get their membership to mail the ballots in. So that's the push on. So we'll be talking about this one for a while.
I was just going to say, we can check in for months. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer talking with us about transportation today. Thanks so much, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Marcy.
Bye-bye.